they did not send it to us. We have not heard from them except for adjusting entries and not sure. You said speed dating.
All right, we call a meeting again back in order. It's 9:02. Lisa, go ahead and run with it.
We have, I know it's a typo on number 3, but it is a moot point because they have not sent us the audit. I'm not sure. We do have to the end of February, but that means you guys are going to have to call a special meeting to approve it like we did last year. Not sure why, because I thought we were, everything was done, and he sent adjusting journal entries to her today or yesterday, today, to do so, and didn't say anything else. So, skip 3, go to 4. Here's Ted.
Consent agenda. Anybody have a need to pull anything out? If nobody does, I need a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
And then get a second on that.
Second.
Then we need to, got a motion by Catherine, second by Susan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition, same sign. January bills from part of Cinda. Action items. Consider and approve financial audit. We do not have that yet. Consider and approve campus improvement plan.
That's the safety piece there. We met, this should have been done back in October. Actually, August. Y'all should have approved it around October. And when I got here, I found out that it hadn't been done, so the we representatives from all, yeah, it should be in the back. Elementary, junior high, and a high school teacher. We had two paras, we had a parent, and we met after school. And y'all know we take last year's template, and we go through and we adjust. We reevaluate the areas of concerns. And it looks pretty much close, except we just have different areas, different grade levels, different subjects. And we added programs that we put in. We've taken out old programs that we don't. But the goal is the same. Progress.
I have a motion. We adopt the new campus improvement plan 2025-2026.
Second.
Got a motion by Robert, second by Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition, same sign. Approved 7-0. Discuss and consider retainer agreement with legal counsel.
I put this on here because this is the time of year that we always renew our retainer with Walsh and Gallegos. And I know we had talked a while, do we want to remain with them? Do we want to explore? I know Tina has talked to y'all about Geneva Jones. It's up to you guys. Do you want to entertain the thought of changing and going with somebody new, or do you want to stay with Walsh and Gallegos?
You've been the one dealing with them.
I know Tina said there's a lot of things. You know, yeah, we pay them. We don't even pay for a retainer, from what I understand. And you call her and you get an answer. And then, like, if it's just a phone call, she answers. There is no charge. But then if they have to get off the phone and go do a document or research or whatever, then you're billed at a much more economical rate than Walsh and Gallegos. But
Walsh and Gallegos were fine for the work they did.
Yeah,
for us this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we could take a proposal from Geneva Jones.
Do you want a proposal?
We can take a proposal, but I mean, Walsh and Gallegos, I'm sure, are going to send us a proposal.
We've got that already.
Okay.
We have that retainer. We have that proposal. It's the same, $1,000 a year. So
we can take a proposal. We'll open to accepting one.
At your special meeting when we do the audit.
Let's table it to that point then and bring it back in here till we can discuss both of them.
That's what I wanted you to
do.
So we'll talk to Tina and get that proposal for you.
Okay.
That was the purpose of the seat.
Tax collections?
Finally received December's totals. They're pretty much and I didn't put it off for you. She sent it later. I will tell you what we are. We're pretty much getting the monthly total a month behind. So this is what I'm going to tell you is December's. Here we go. Not sure why, but even our just our periodical ones, like remittance one, remittance two, they're all behind. All behind.
It's probably because the county is screwed up at the tax office.
Well, I know some people are different.
No,
like
I'm
different
serious.
People are in different positions, or
they
like somebody retired, or
all kind of problems because there has been a whole lot of people that have wound up paying taxes twice and they're going to have to go in and refund.
And they have to do the refunds. And yeah, I did hear that.
I'd wound up having to call and say, excuse me.
I'm a venture to say she didn't even give us the monthly one. The problem is that, here it is. They sent out the bills before they had the Vader tax. If you live in Hallettsville. So we got, like, for me, I got my house and the county and all of that, but I didn't get HISD. And then we got a separate bill for HISD. Well, what people were doing was paying the one that they already paid without the school taxes, and then they paid the whole total again plus the. So there's a lot of confusion.
This sounds like they need a CPA.
Yeah, 46% at the end of December. Now January, since for many. For us, we still get the 3-2-1, but January usually is our biggest month. So 46% as of December 31st.
This year.
Sorry, it's a month behind, but I can't give y'all what they don't give me. So that's it.
We don't have anything for closed session, do we? Anybody? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Do you need
second.
To approve the bills first?
No, you didn't.
That was on the consent agenda.
Okay.
I'm second.
Got a motion, a second. With no further business, we are adjourned.